Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Welcome to Invite Radio. You're about to receive responsible, life-changing information on health and nutrition. You'll hear from Invite professionals who are leaders in targeted and anti-aging nutrition. Get ready for tomorrow's nutritional science today, right here, right now. Welcome to another edition of Invite Health Radio. I'll be your host. My name is Jerry Hickey. I'm a pharmacist. I'm a nutritionist. I'm the chief scientific officer over here at Invite Health. It's always an honor and a privilege to be here. I love it. It keeps my brain young. It keeps me, I have to keep up with all the research by doing these radio programs. I can't talk about the same thing again and again and again. One of the things I'm talking about now is one of the many supplements we have with many human clinical trials behind it. It's called tocotrienol. Tocotrienol is a obscure family related to vitamin E. And it's proving its worth in human clinical trials out of places like Ohio State University and other academic research institutions. It's proving that it clearly has an effect on healthy circulation and heart health and cholesterol, on protecting the brain and the liver, among other benefits. So our tocotrienols, they're the tocomen tocotrienol. It's a very tiny particle. It's nanoscaled. It's a self-nano-emulsifying system. We do this with some of our supplements to improve their absorption. In other words, this specific tocotrienol is broken down to millions of tiny droplets, so it's a lot easier to squeeze into your bloodstream, a lot easier to absorb, in other words. And it's emulsified. It's more water-soluble, so you really absorb it to a very high degree. And one of the tests your doctor may eventually recommend is called a carotid ultrasound. Let me tell you what that's all about. Your carotid arteries are these big arteries in your neck that supply your brain with blood and oxygen and nutrition because your brain craves it. And, you know, just a slight decrease in circulation and the supply of oxygen and nutrition leads to decreased intellect and damage to the brain and memory bank, etc. So at some point, the doctor's going to recommend an ultrasound of your carotid arteries. And the technician waves a wand back and forth over these arteries in your neck, and that makes sound waves, and they bounce off, and they give an image. And this detects how much blockage you have of your arteries in your neck. And if they, you know, every time you have worsening circulation to the brain, that sets the brain up for decomposition, literally, for a decrease in your intellect and your different skills of remembering and learning and all of those skills you need to be a human, like planning your future, figuring out your change in the supermarket, etc. So all those executive functions, cognitive functions, etc. Now, when they do that image of your neck, it tells how much blockage there is. Now, that reflects many things. First of all, it reflects how much damage there is to the arteries throughout the rest of the body, because these things don't happen in a vacuum. So it can predict to a degree how much damage there is to the arteries in the heart. But it also can predict your future risk of a stroke. So they've done two studies that are published in medical journals, one in the Journal of the American Medical Association, and the other one in a journal called Lipids. Lipids are fatty types of foods and substances. You know, the cholesterol is a lipid. Now, in both studies, one study was 18 months long. The other study was 3 years long. So the 18-month study, it had a really good impact. They took 50 patients with damage to their carotid arteries. And they repeatedly inspected the health of their carotid arteries, doing the ultrasonography, you know, the carotid ultrasonograph. And it revealed a lot of plaque. People on placebo, they had no regression of the plaque. It didn't shrink. In fact, it was worsening. Most of the patients on placebo, the plaque in their carotid arteries was worsening, which means they have a higher risk of future damage to their brain and poor blood supply and increased risk of stroke. Now, the people on the tocotrienols, this is in the journal Lipids, people on the tocotrienols, they had zero progression. The carotid arteries did not get any worse. In fact, in 30% of the patients, there was actually a regression in the amount of atherosclerotic plaque, which in a way shows that tocotrienols do a natural bypass. So here's a different study. This is a bigger study. It's a three-year-long study. It's from the Kenneth Jordan Heart Foundation. It's published in JAMA, Journal of the American Medical Association. When they, and once again, they're using our tocotrienols. When they gave people our tocotrienols over 6 months, 92% of the patients had an improvement in blood flow through their carotid artery. It was actually improving the health of the arteries. So it's maintaining blood flow to the brain. It's actually restoring blood flow to the brain. As blood flow decreases to the brain with age because the carotid arteries, the lining of the carotid arteries thicken, this leads to deterioration of brain function. So this is just the opposite. It's keeping the brain younger. So what about cholesterol? So in one hand, the tocotrienols are acting as anti-inflammatory and blood vessel walls. And that's a good thing because one of the major causes of heart disease is inflammation. One of the major causes of damage to your blood vessel walls is inflammation. What about cholesterol? That's the other major factor that leads to heart disease. We know tocotrienols has an impact on cholesterol, and it works slightly differently than statin drugs. So in the first study in the journal Nutritional Biochemistry, when they gave people tocotrienols plus a good diet, total cholesterol dropped 17% and LDL cholesterol dropped 24%. And it's unbelievable. So LDL cholesterol, the one that goes rancid, that damages your blood vessel walls, kind of like a sticky jelly donut that leads to heart disease, that dropped by 24% just using tocotrienols. So here is a different study. This is more or a type of study I love. It's in the, also in the journal Nutritional Biochemistry. Once again, they're using my tocotrienols in all these studies that we're talking about. Okay, if they gave people a statin drug, it definitely worked. It lowered their cholesterol. But when they added our tocotrienols to the statin, they had a much bigger improvement in cholesterol than the statin drug alone, because they work slightly differently. And it's kind of like doubling the statins, except without getting the side effects. You know, a lot of people do okay on Lipitor at 10 or 20 milligrams, but the doctor might not be happy enough with the results. Maybe the cholesterol isn't low enough yet. So they say, okay, we're going to go to 40 milligrams. Then all of a sudden, the patient raises the dosage, and that's when they encounter the toxicity and the side effects, like the muscle pain, the inflammation, the decreased endurance, etc. So adding tocotrienols to the statin drug is basically like doubling the dosage of the statin drug, except you don't encounter the side effects, because the tocotrienol actually protects you from the side effects. Because our tocotrienol is mixed with pine bark extract. These actually decrease inflammation in your muscles, which is the opposite of statins, and they actually heal the liver, which is opposite statins. So this is the smart way to go. When they added our tocotrienols to statins, it lowered total cholesterol 20%, but it was all the bad cholesterol, because LDL cholesterol, the sticky kind that leads to heart disease, dropped by 25%. Now, we're not going to go into any of the brain studies on tocotrienols today. We're not going to go into the bone studies. We're not going to go into the liver studies. But I'm going to tell you one study that the researchers got really excited about. When they were doing all these various studies with our tocotrienols, the Tocomen tocotrienols in the Invite product that's on special today, it's called tocotrienol with pine bark extract. Okay? When they did all these various studies on like liver health and brain health and heart health and circulation, etc., people were coming back and reporting that they had improved hair growth. And yeah, it was adding up. There was a lot of people saying, hey, my hair's growing. Because nobody would have ever suspected this. So the Tocomen people who license us to manufacture their tocotrienols, we have licensing agreements for this, they did a study specifically on people with hair loss, alopecia androgenica. In men, we get a big bald spot in the middle of our head. In women, the entire head thins out. They might lose 70 or 80% of their hair, so the whole head looks thinner. So they took men and women with the most common form of hair loss, of balding, and they gave them tocotrienols over 8 months. Now, the effects were pretty startling. 95% of the patients on tocotrienols regained at least 35% of their lost hair. They had an improvement in hair growth by 35%, 95% of them. But 40% had greater than a 50% increase in hair growth after 8 months. So that's a very interesting finding. So here's how tocotrienol that has shown clear ability to protect people's brains, the white matter in the brains, the part that gets damaged when you get hit in the head or when you have a mini stroke. That's where the circulation takes place. Here, the tocotrienols clearly have an effect on the liver, according to research out of Ohio State University. It clearly has an impact on the brain, according to research out of Ohio State University. They've been looking at our tocotrienols for over a decade, and this is funded by the National Institutes of Health and the American Heart Association. And I just read you the studies about arterial and circulatory health, just the opposite of what happens with age. But yet, you might regain some of your lost hair, and that's a really nice side benefit. We're going to go to a break. If write down the phone number and website so you can call us and learn about our stores and speak to our nutritionists and our naturopathic doctors or me. I'm a pharmacist nutritionist, Jerry Hickey. And also, today's free gift is the green tea rinse and mouthwash. It's a concentrate. It's got a lot of good stuff in it. I'll tell you about it when we come back. It's great for your gum health and the health of your teeth and your breath. We'll be right back. Jerry Hickey and Fight Health. And here's today's specials. Buy two bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up, that's four bottles, and receive today's free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at InviteHealth.com. When placing your order, type in the promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows, all at InviteHealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's special, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. Pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey for Invite Health Radio. By the way, we have a lot of stores. We have a store in Boca Raton, Florida. We have a store in Paramus in the Garden State Plaza Mall. We have three stores in Manhattan, one in Brooklyn, one in Forest Hills, Queens on 72nd and Continental Avenue. We have one in the Bronx, two out in Nassau County. And on Wednesdays, I devote myself to visiting these stores because, certain, you know, people want to meet me. I mean, you know, they hear me on the radio. They'd like to come in and get some advice. So on Wednesday, you could check with us. In our, you could call in the 800 number. We give it on every break. And they'll tell you what store I'm going to be at that Wednesday. Every Wednesday, I go to the stores, with few exceptions, you know. Sometimes things come up. Now, the free gift, if you qualify, we tell you how to qualify when we go to the breaks, is our green tea rinse and mouthwash. And it's a concentrate. You only need like a half a capful and about 2 or 3 ounces of water. Swish that around the gums, gargle, and spit it out. It's great for gum health. There's a whole bunch of things in here that reduce inflammation in the gums, make the gums pucker up and improve their tone, don't like bacteria, and especially don't like the bad breath bacterium, which is Solobacterium mori. Normally, toothpastes and mouthwashes do not kill the bad breath bacterium, but the green tea in here hates it. The aloe vera in here hates it. There's a lot of ingredients in here that do not like bad breath bacterium. So that's the free gift, and there's a lot of servings in there. Now, back pain affects about 80% of Americans at some point in their life, okay? That's hundreds of millions of Americans, eventually. And it's always among the top five most common reasons for all visits to doctors in the U.S. And then if you add knee and hip and shoulder pain, I mean, that covers almost everybody. That's a couple of hundred million Americans, okay? Now, there's a supplement we have that is turning out to be great for back pain. A lot of doctors now are recommending not to use the steroid shots in the back. They're finding that it can be problematic, according to a number of studies. So people are searching for something viable that can help their backache. We actually have a formula out of two herbs. It's called Biocurcumin 5-Loxin, which is terrific for back pain. Terrific. Biocurcumin is the stuff from curry. But it has all the ingredients. A lot of companies just take one ingredient and focus on that Research out of places like Baylor University show that you consistently need all the ingredients out of curcumin, the turmeric plant or the turmeric plant. You need all the curcuminoids and essential oils to really get the benefit for your back or your hip or your knee. Now, beyond that, you need a good amount in the capsule. Our biocurcumin phytoxin has all the curcuminoids and the essential oils in a very healthy dosage. But it gets better. See, because they're poorly absorbed from the food, the curcuminoids are very poorly absorbed. In this one, it's been proven at Baylor University it's absorbed 8 to 10 times better than other curcumins, but it's also higher in the constituents, and it has the full range of constituents. Now, the second ingredient, phytoxin, comes from the frankincense plant, which is called Boswellia serrata, and it kisses up to the biocurcumin. They kind of work a little bit differently. They affect the inflammatory cascade, the inflammatory channels and pathways, in different ways, and they complement each other. I want to read you a couple of letters before we go into the studies. These are people with backaches. Now, these are people that have stenosis of the spine. Stenosis means there's an impingement. There's like a compression of the nerves in the spine, usually caused by scar tissue. It's very painful. So they go and they get the shots in their spine, the steroids with the local anesthetic. So they'll mix like prednisone with lidocaine. And it helps them for 3 to 6 weeks, but then it wears off. Plus, you're not supposed to have more than two of those shots. Otherwise, it starts to create additional scar tissue. It starts to melt the tissues. So not recommended. So here's a couple of letters. This is Jackie from Brooklyn. She's been on the biocurcumin phytoxin for a year. And that's the thing. This product is safe to take long term. It doesn't burn a hole in your stomach like certain drugs can. It doesn't damage your kidneys. Or contrary, it actually protects your kidneys. It doesn't raise your blood pressure. It doesn't have any of those negative effects. So people who have to stay on it, they can. It's very safe to stay on. So here's Jackie in Brooklyn. Your biocurcumin phytoxin takes the edge off my lumbar disc pain. I've been taking it daily for over a year. It's great because it doesn't burn a hole in my stomach the way the aspirin once did. Here's Vito in Brooklyn. He's been on our biocurcumin phytoxin 6 months. I have a disc problem that gives me lower back pain quite frequently. I've tried many other things, but nothing helped. Until I tried Envite Health's biocurcumin phytoxin, I take 2 capsules twice a day, and after 3 days, I got some real relief. So here's a second guy with his back, okay? Here's a third one. Carol, Brooklyn. She was on biocurcumin phytoxin for 5 weeks, and she felt compelled to write us a letter. Here's what she said. I have been suffering from severe back pain for a while now. After using your biocurcumin phytoxin for 4 to 5 weeks, my pain is gone completely. Thanks to Envite Health for helping my severe pain. Well, there you go. So that's the third one in a row on the back. I'll read you a couple of others in a little while. More about the back, but many about the shoulder or the neck or the hip or the knee. Here's a study. Now, it's Baylor University, and it's combining biocurcumin phytoxin and comparing it to generic Celebrex, which is called Celecoxib. And here's what they found. They found equal effect. It's in the journal Osteoarthritis and Cartilage. So they took generic Celebrex, which is called Celecoxib, and there was no tricks here. They gave 100 milligrams twice a day, which is the recommended dosage for arthritic pain in the knee or hip. Or they gave our biocurcumin phytoxin, suggested dosage, same thing, 2 capsules twice a day with meals. At the end of the study, 93% of the patients on the biocurcumin phytoxin could walk comfortably for 1,000 meters. So that's like 3,000 feet, right? Versus 86% on the celecoxib, without any toxicity, without any side effects. So imagine adding the biocurcumin phytoxin to your Celebrex. It means something because they've done those kind of studies too. So here it was performing really well. It was performing really well in joint pain in these people. They could walk comfortably for over 3,000 feet, like more than half a mile, whereas before they had a lot of trouble. And more people were comfortable on the biocurcumin phytoxin. And once again, there was no tricks. At the start of the study, it turns out when they analyzed the data, the people with the worst problems with their knees, more of them wound up on the biocurcumin phytoxin. So the stuff really had benefit. So here's a study of people on NSAID drugs, like Advil or Aleve or diclofenac, which is also called Voltaren. And they and half of these people, it's 100 people, and half of them they added our biocurcumin. for their joint pain, for their joint issues. Okay? When they added the biocurcumin, they got an additional 58% lowering of pain. It improved their stiffness and their flexibility dramatically. It cut stiffness in half, a further 50% decrease, and the distance patients could walk comfortably improved by 450% above the drugs alone. So here we have people with real issues with their knees or hips. They're on drugs like Advil or Aleve or aspirin, whatever the doctor recommended. Maybe they're on Celebrex. When they added biocurcumin 5-loxin, it further improved their comfort. They could walk much further comfortably. In other words, it would be easier for them to get back on the golf course or take a walk with the grandkids or, you know, maybe do something else. Maybe play a little doubles tennis or something. So here's one last one I'm going to read you. These are people with a real problem in arthritis that affects many joints at once. It's called rheumatoid arthritis. They compared our biocurcumin to diclofenac, a very powerful drug. Both of them work very well. Now, these are people with rheumatoid arthritis. Rheumatoid arthritis could affect 20 or 30 joints all at once. It's in the journal Phytotherapy Research. The biocurcumin really helped. It really improved their health. Now, the other ingredient, 5-loxin, has been used in joint health studies, too. For instance, Georgetown University and Case Western University and many other academic research institutions have used our 5-loxin, and they found within the first 7 days there was a clinical improvement. These people actually felt better. It was easier for them to walk. But they found something else. It was preventing the enzymes from entering the joint that degrade the cartilage. It was actually protecting the cartilage. Within the first 7 days, 5 to 7 days, there was a 53% improvement in pain, a 63% improvement in stiffness, and a 50% improvement in function. I mean, this is real, okay? This is real. This is a very beneficial supplement. So I'm going to read you a couple of letters. I already read you three about the back. I'm going to read you a couple more. Here's Joan in Astoria. She's been on a biocurcumin 5-loxin in 5 weeks. Another one within 5 weeks. I have a herniated disc in my spine, which causes sciatica. I also have degenerative osteoarthritis. I've had numerous epidurals, which barely gave me relief from the pain. I still have to take pain prescription medication. I started on your biocurcumin 5-loxin. I take two a day. I have less pain, better range of motion, and better strength. It's pretty amazing. Thank you for the biocurcumin 5-loxin. I also love many of the other Envi products I take. Keep up the good work. Here's another back one. I'm going to look for a different part of the body. Here's the knee. It's Fred in East Meadow. I was taking 800 milligrams of ibuprofen 3 times a day. I now only take your biocurcumin 5-loxin 2 times a day, virtually no pain. It resolved my knee joint pain and my lower back pain. Okay, here's one last one. Wynell in New York City. After surgery on my knees, I experienced painful stiffness for a very long time after. An Invite associate recommended biocurcumin 5-loxin. After being on it for just 2 weeks, I felt relief from the pain and inflammation. Thank you for your great product. I mean, this is real. Here's the shoulder. Your biocurcumin 5-loxin relieves a lot of shoulder and foot pain that I had previously felt after exercising. That's Evan in New York City. So we're really getting benefit here. We're really seeing that it's helping people. And it depends on what's going on. Some people, 1 capsule 2 times a day with me. The stuff's very safe. It doesn't affect your kidneys or your liver. In fact, it kind of protects them. It doesn't cause muscle pain or muscle inflammation. It protects your muscles. It doesn't burn a hole in your stomach. And it's really good for making you more comfortable. If you have a neck problem, a shoulder problem, a hip or a knee problem, a back problem, sciatica, a foot pad problem, it's a fantastic supplement. It really is, and it's very safe, and it's been used in many, many human clinical trials. So some people, biocurcumin 5-loxin, 1 capsule 2 times a day with food. Some people, 1 capsule 3 times a day with food. Other people, it might be 2 times a day. So speak to our nutritionist. Speak to our naturopathic doctors. Now, these people are available for you to speak to. They're like me. They're available for you to speak to in our stores. We have a number of Invite Health stores in New Jersey and Florida and Long Island and Manhattan and the boroughs. And we have naturopathic physicians, nutritional consultants, certified nutritional consultants, certified clinical nutritionists. These people work in the stores, but they also answer the phones, and they'll also answer your email questions. So they're very available, and we're going to a break. write down the phone number and website. You can speak to these people. So far, what's on special? Tocotrienol with pine bark extract, wonderful for protecting your arteries and lowering your cholesterol. And it's a great thing to add to your statin drug. You won't have to double the dosage, perhaps. And the Biocurcumin 5-Loxin for your knee, your hip, your neck, or your back comfort. We're going to a break. Jerry Hickey, Invite Health. The free gift is our green tea rinse and mouthwash. It doesn't even like the bad breath bacteria. It's very good for your gums and your teeth. We'll be right back. And here's today's specials. Buy two bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up, that's four bottles, and receive today's free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at InviteHealth.com. When placing your order, type in the promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's special, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. We spoke about tocotrienols with pine bark extract, a very useful supplement used in many human clinical trials. Great for your arteries and circulatory health. Seems to help people who are losing their hair. Human clinical research is showing that. Good for the liver. Good for the brain. It's just a remarkable supplement. And it also helps lower your cholesterol. It's something safe to add to your statin drug. The second thing we spoke about is Biocurcumin 5-Loxin for your joint health, for your comfort, for your ability to get up out of bed easily and feel comfortable about it and take a walk. You'll be able to walk much further more comfortably. You're not too old to be you anymore. Okay, you can go out there and enjoy your life. Now, the third product on special is phosphatidylserine. And this, strictly speaking, is a brain health nutrient. You have about 2 ounces of phosphatidylserine in your human body. Half of that's in your brain. Because this is the memory nutrient. This is the stuff that fish anchors into your brain. This stuff comes out of legumes. Legumes is the third largest plant kingdom. So legumes is like peas and lentils and beans and soy. So phosphatidylserine is found in legumes. And then when you eat the fish oils anchor this into your brain. And this is why fish is brain food, because it keeps the phosphatidylserine in your brain. Now, both fish oils and phosphatidylserine, their levels decrease in the aging brain. And there's four lines of evidence with phosphatidylserine. We're not going to talk about physical function when people are competing. That's a whole different program. But I want to talk about just the brain elements of phosphatidylserine. One, focus. It's very important for focus, as in ADHD. And if you ever want these studies, I've got about 5 or 6 studies on kids with ADHD, how phosphatidylserine really improves their brain function. School grades in high school and college students. They did a study at Angelo State University in their athletes, Angelo State University in Texas. And when they gave the athletes phosphatidylserine, within 2 weeks, it improved their test scores. Within 2 weeks, it strongly improved their math scores. They were concentrating better. They were focusing better. There's a lot of studies like that. The third line of evidence is stress in adults or kids. And it's an interesting thing. I take phosphatidylserine in the morning for my memory. But people with real stress from work or whatever it is, they can't sleep at night. The stress is keeping them awake. I tell them take 3 phosphatidylserine with their dinner. And slowly but surely, it clears the stress hormone levels out of their bloodstream. And when it's time to go to bed, they go, they feel calm and they're able to go to sleep like everyone else. So a third use for phosphatidylserine is stress. And there's many studies showing that phosphatidylserine is great for kids and adults with ADHD. It improves their focus. They're less nervous and jittery. They're not blurting things out. They're acting more appropriately. They're doing better in school and socially. So that's one line of evidence. Second one, school grades in high school and college students. Lots of research on it. Third, stress. Tremendous research on stress, even lowering stress hormone levels. So people can not feel jittery and they can focus on things and they can sleep at night when they need to. Now, the last line of evidence and the real reason we're talking about it. Phosphatidylserine is the memory nutrient. It's absolutely required for the brain and for memory. and levels drop with age. There's a very interesting study in the journal Dementia and Geriatric Cognitive Disorders. It's out of Maccabi Health Services in Tel Aviv. It's a neurology clinic. And they were working with other research institutions. They did this big study on memory functions in older people. Okay, they did a big study in memory function in older people. And people with real drops in memory had a significant improvement. So they did an extension. They did an open label extension. They took all the people in the original study who wanted to be in the extension, and they gave all of them phosphatidylserine along with fish oils. Absolute improvement in sustained attention and memory. Absolute improvement. So in the initial study, people put on phosphatidylserine and fish oils, their brain did better in memory function tests, in figuring things out, in copying complex figures, etc., in remembering words. But then when they took the people on placebo and they did the open label extension, it worked in people on placebo also. There was a real impact to it. So phosphatidylserine, the fish oils work on the outside of your brain cells. You have this bilipid layer, lipids or fats, and that kind of insulates the brain cell, and that's where the fish oil exists. And it anchors the phosphatidylserine to the inside of the cell. That allows the brain cell to function. That clearly allows the brain cell to communicate with each other, to increase your and improve your mood a couple of clicks. It'll click your mood up a couple of levels. Help clear stress and anxiety, feelings of anxiety out of your brain. Improve your focus, maybe help restore your creativity. But the real big benefit is for your memory. And when people come in and say, listen, my mother has an issue, or my friend got hit in the head a couple of times, somebody had a stroke or something, phosphatidylserine is unbelievably safe, and I strongly recommend it. It's really worth trying. It's really worth trying. I take three every morning with my krill oil. I prefer krill oil personally. And professionally, I prefer krill oil because there's a lot of things in there that are useful for the brain that you don't get in a fish oil capsule. So I get my fish oils out of krill oil. But I take three phosphatidylserine along with it for my memory. I can help older people with that forgetfulness, that absent-mindedness that occurs with time. So here's what's on special so far. Our tocotrienol with pine bark extract, which is excellent for helping to make your arteries more elastic and restore their function for older people, restoring circulation to your brain, perhaps. Okay, lots of research on that. But also for hair loss and also lowering cholesterol. Our Biokurkumin 5-Loxin for the comfort of your knee or your hip or your back or your neck or your shoulder. This stuff works great. But also sciatica. A lot of people have used it for that. Plantar fasciitis, you know, under your foot, helps with that. Wonderful supplement. Phosphatidylserine clears the stress out of your brain, improves your focus. Great for your memory. Great for your memory. It's a wonderful supplement. The free gift, if you qualify, is our green tea rinse and mouthwash. Now, the last thing I want to talk about is carnosine. And carnosine is another nutrient that's natural to the human body. It's a very tiny molecule. And it has a real impact on the brain. And this is, I'm going to start off talking about carnosine by telling you a study. And this is kind of proof of function. Okay? This is from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C. It's their division of rheumatology, immunology, and allergy. Now, it's in Gulf War veterans. It's published in the Journal of the Global Journal of Health and Science. Okay? People who went to the original Gulf War, you know, with the original President Bush, it was in around 1990. The Gulf War veterans were exposed to sarin gas, a toxic chemical. And they were exposed to burning oil wells. And a lot of them came down with what we used to call Gulf War syndrome. Now they call it Gulf War illness. So they put them on L-carnosine because they know it's great for the brain, it's great for the digestive tract, it's great for muscles. And here's what they found. Carnosine absolutely improved their adult intelligence scores. It had a real effect on their brain. These are people whose brain gets muddled very easily. It's hard for them to remember anything, including people's names, including if they even met a person before. And it helped with their digestive tract symptoms, like their diarrhea and their irritable bowel symptoms and their intestinal pain. So I'm going to tell you why it would have this kind of effect. Carnosine is really important in your digestive tract because it heals it. In fact, people go on drugs that can damage the intestines. I say take carnosine. You replace your intestinal cells every 5 or 6 days. If you take carnosine, you might stay ahead of the damage caused by the drug, and that might help prevent you from developing an ulcer caused by aspirin or Advil or something. So that's one thing. It's great for healing. That's great for healing after an injury or surgery. It knits your tissues together. Carnosine is the most important nutrient for protecting your kidneys. Carnosine buffers your muscles. It clears acids out of your muscles. When you're exercising, real intense exercise, like running or a triathlete or something, skating, you build up acids in your muscles. And these acids cause your muscles to seize and stiffen. Even if you have more energy and endurance, it causes your muscles to seize. You hit a wall. By taking carnosine, you buffer the muscles. You prevent a surge in acids in the muscles. And this allows you to have greater endurance and greater physical performance, and you can perform longer. It takes longer before you hit a wall, and you recover quicker. So there's less likelihood that you're going to have muscle cramping or pain. Now, for that same reason that it clears acids out of your muscles is a major reason why it's important for the brain. So when you're young, you have plenty of carnosine in your brain, but the level drops with age. The acid load in the brain increases with age. So I'm going to describe that to you, what exactly happens right there. Okay. Your brain uses a great deal of energy, and it uses a tremendous amount of energy. In fact, they estimate that 60% of the calories from a typical meal are devoted to brain energy. And the brain's primary source of fuel is sugar, glucose. So when you eat all those carbs and all, you're releasing sugars that nourish the brain. So you have trillions of tiny power plants that convert sugar into energy in your brain, because your brain thrives on sugar. As you become older, these little power plants, they're called mitochondria, they get old and wrinkly, just like your skin, and they become less efficient. And instead of using sugar to create energy, they're converting the sugar into methylglyoxal. And methylglyoxal is a toxin in the brain. So instead of creating energy out of sugar, these little power plants are converting the sugar into methylglyoxal. So it's blocking up your energy. But this toxin also causes a surge of acid in the brain. It's called lactic acid. And that lactic acid greatly accelerates brain aging. Carnosine, like I told you before, carnosine buffers your muscles when you exercise. It clears the acids out of your muscles. Carnosine clears the acids out of your brain, and it becomes really important. But carnosine does more than that for the brain, because it also protects the little blood vessels in the brain. To get all that energy to your brain, if your brain's using 60% of the calories as energy to keep its function, it needs a very complex system of blood vessels. And the brain is perfused globally with these tiny blood vessels called capillaries. They're so tiny, they're so narrow, that only one red blood cell fits in them at a time. As you grow older, there's damage to these little blood vessels. By the time you're 70, everybody has some level of microvascular damage. The number one thing, besides clearing acids out of the aging brain so the brain can create energy properly, carnosine is the most important nutrient for shielding the little blood vessels in your brain. Now, we're going to go to a break. Here's what's on special. L-carnosine, we're going to talk about the brain function effects of carnosine today. Phosphatidylserine, which is different. See, carnosine protects your brain from aging, where phosphatidylserine restores your memory. Biokirkman-5-loxin, if you have a problem with your hip or your knee or your back or your neck or your shoulder or sciatica, this is a fantastic supplement. You'll be a lot more comfortable, and it's very safe to stay on if you have to. Hopefully, you won't have to. Tocotrienol with pine bark is on special. I mean, the researchers go nuts because it's so great for hair loss. But it's also fantastic for your arteries and the arteries in your heart and the arteries in your neck. Going to a break. Jerry Hickey and Vite Health. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. The free gift is our green tea rinse and mouthwash. And here's today's specials. Buy two bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up, that's four bottles, and receive today's free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an Invite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at invitehealth.com. When placing your order, type in the promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's special, our number again is 800-373-8989. Okay, welcome back to the program. Jerry Hickey for Invite Health Radio. I'm a pharmacist nutritionist. Now, I mentioned before that the brain uses sugar for energy. And 60% of the calories from a typical sized meal are used by the brain for energy. They're devoted to brain energy. And with age, instead of sugar in the brain being converted to energy, it's converted to a toxin called methylglyoxal, which is very toxic to the brain and causes a surge in acid production in the brain, lactic acid. Carnosine is the antidote to lactic acid in the brain. But there's another part to the story. And as proof of function, I spoke about that study from Georgetown University in veterans with Gulf War syndrome, how it was improving their brain function and their digestive tract function. So let's get back to it. To get all of this energy into your brain, it has a very large blood vessel system, a circulatory system. All of these arteries, like in your neck, that's the one the tocotrienols protect. But also these tiny little blood vessels in your brain called capillaries. They're global. They perfuse or reach every little section of your brain. And with age, these blood vessels become fragile and they burst. It's called capillary fragility. In the brain, it's called microvascular damage. Now, things can cause that. And this happens in the white matter. Hits on the head, like concussions. Certain drugs. Mini strokes and strokes, they all damage these little blood vessels. But everybody, even people with healthy brains, have some level of microvascular damage with age. It's the level of microvascular damage that makes a difference. Because microvascular damage, damage to circulation in the brain, preventing a supply of oxygen and sugar and nutrients, allows the brain to become damaged. It allows the diseases of the aging brain to set and start to occur. Like Parkinson's disease, like Alzheimer's disease, like vascular dementia. So the brain has all these tiny blood vessels, and by the time you're 70, everybody has a level of microvascular damage. Turns out carnosine is the antidote to that. It prevents the little blood vessels from becoming fragile and bursting. And it's really very important. So it's clearing the toxins out of the aging brain. It's clearing the acids out of the aging brain. And it's protecting the little blood vessels in the aging brain. And the level drops in the brain with age. So it's really important to put back in there. Now, I'll tell you a couple of other things about carnosine. It's important in your eyeball and it drops in your eye. When they were causing cataracts in animals and lab animals, sad thing, but it was a research. If they gave them carnosine in their chow, there was 50 to 60% less clouding of their crystalline lens. In other words, it was restoring most of the clarity to the clouded lenses. It was the opposite of the cataract production. Carnosine is absolutely important for your crystalline lens in your eyes where cataracts occur. It may be the most important nutrient from shielding them. And just like it drops in the brain, it drops in the eyes. Now, I said before, it buffers your muscles, lowers acid levels when you're exercising and you have greater endurance, and it's needed for healing. Like when people call me and say, hey, I'm going for surgery, what do I take after? I'll say carnosine, nucleotides, and zinc. It's great. They lower the risk of complications and infection, and they improve the rate of healing. And carnosine, by the way, the research is showing that it decreases the formation of scars. The tissue is more evenly healed and more natural looking. But there's also research coming out that carnosine breaks the bonds of a wrinkle. Very interesting stuff. They gave people with wrinkled skin, you know, damage from the sun or maybe damage because they smoke cigarettes. People who smoke cigarettes, their skin gets terrible. But the sun is the worst when it comes to your skin. When they gave people two supplements, they gave them, it's in the Journal of Dermatology. Okay, when they gave them two supplements, NAC is one of them. We speak about it from time to time. And the other one was carnosine. It was breaking the bonds in their wrinkles and it was smoothing out their skin over the course of 6 to 8 months. Something I never thought you could do. I thought once you had that damage to the skin, the bonding of the skin clinging to each other and you create that crease we call a wrinkle, I thought that was it. There's nothing you could do. Apparently there is. And this carnosine has a real impact on it. I'm going to tell you two other things with carnosine. One of them is that carnosine is needed for your immune system. For your cells that fight all the different flu viruses, and for your cells that fight colds and other germs to be activated, you need carnosine. We never knew this until recently. It's in the journal Current Clinical Pharmacology. Now, here's the interesting thing. There's many hundreds of cold viruses, and there's scores and scores of flu viruses. When they give you a flu shot, that immunization typically only covers three strains of the flu. But if you take carnosine, it impacts all the different strains of flu, no matter what, even if you're not covered by the injection, because your immune system will work better for fighting against the flu. It's very important. And the last thing I want to talk about carnosine, besides all of its other benefits, is carnosine protects all of us from sugar. All of us from sugar. Diabetics, of course, they need it the most. Pre-diabetics, they need it second most. But all of us. Over a lifetime, even the healthiest diet has some sugars in it. And those sugars cling to your organs and tissues and blood vessels, and it stiffens them. It's different than free radical aging. It's a different thing. Carnosine is the antidote to that. So carnosine protects the brain from toxins, and carnosine protects the little blood vessels in the brain with aging and lowers the acid load in the aging brain. That's one thing. Carnosine is needed for healing. So if you're on a drug that could cause an ulcer, or if you have damage to your liver, or if you have damage from an injury or a wound or you had surgery, carnosine helps knit you, and it might reduce the amount of scar tissue that's formed. So you'll heal smoother. Now, beyond that, carnosine seems to help break the bonds in a wrinkle. Your skin is made out of sheets of collagen and chains of sugars called hyaluronic acid, 30%. When you create a wrinkle, it's these sugars folding together and pulling the skin together. Carnosine breaks that bond in the sugars. That's how it's working. And your skin gets more even, and it's more resilient and elastic, just like younger skin. It looks like younger skin. Now, beyond that, carnosine buffers your muscles when you exercise. We spoke about that. You do high-intensity exercise. How do you improve your capacity? How do you perform better? Take carnosine, and you'll have less likelihood of having a muscle injury or getting cramps. And let me tell you something. An older athlete like me, I'm 60. It takes me a long time to recover from physical activity. Carnosine will speed up that rate and protect my muscles, so it's a wonderful supplement for me. But the other thing is carnosine is fantastic for the kidneys. I told you before, carnosine shields us from sugars, and sugar stiffens our tissues. For instance, sugars can damage the brain and create methylglyoxal as you grow older. Sugars are involved with creating wrinkles in your skin. But sugars in diabetics damage their kidneys. Carnosine is the number one protector of their kidneys. So carnosine is on special today also, and all you really need is one a day in general. Now, if you're going to work out, take it like a half an hour before you work out. It'll be fantastic. So here's what's on special today. I'm just going to review very quickly. Tocotrienols with pine bark. We spoke about studies where they added it to statin drugs and it strongly helped lower the cholesterol even further, but without any side effects. In fact, it helps protect the very tissues that statin drugs are harsh on, like your liver and your muscles. So tocotrienol with pine bark helps lower your cholesterol, but it helps reverse damage to the arteries. It's kind of like a natural bypass. And I told you, they did a number of studies, and people were reporting, hey, I'm growing my hair again. So they said, hey, you know, we should set up a study specifically for people with thinning hair. And he found in both men and women, when they put them on our tocotrienol, was done a run special today, over 8 months, 93% of the participants on tocotrienol recovered at least 35% of their hair. But listen to this, 40% of the participants recovered at least half of their lost hair. They had 50% regrowth of their hair. It's real. And the other thing that's on special, besides carnosine and tocotrienol, is phosphatidylserine, which is absolutely the memory nutrient. Phosphatidylserine levels drop with age. I take 3 every morning. I'm an older guy. I'm 60. This stuff is fantastic. It helps your gray matter work more efficiently. It's good for 4 things. It's good for memory, like remembering words, copying things down. I mean, it's just your brain is sharper. It's just working more effectively. But it's also good for getting rid of stress. So if you're stressed out and you can't sleep at night, I take phosphatidylserine in the morning for my memory. But people who are stressed out, I say take it with your dinner. It'll lower your feelings of stress, and you'll be able to sleep later on when you go to bed. It's not a sleeping pill. It doesn't make you sleepy. In fact, it makes you more alert. But because it gets rid of stress hormones when you go to bed, you'll be nice and relaxed. You'll be able to go to sleep just like the rest of the planet. So phosphatidylserine. It's also fantastic for kids with ADHD so they could focus, so they're not blurting out, so they feel less stressed. I mean, they just have a better life. And even the parents and teachers report an improvement. They feel less stressed out, which absolutely must mean something, right? And the last thing was the carnosine. Now, the free gift is our rinse and mouthwash, the green tea rinse and mouthwash, which also affects the bad breath bacterium, Solobacterium mori. Hey, we're done here. Now, we have a lot of stores. We have a store in Boca Raton, Florida. We have a store in New Jersey, in Paramus, on Route 4, the Garden State Plaza Mall. The Garden State Plaza Mall, we have a store in Vite Health. We have 3 in Manhattan. We have 1 in Brooklyn. We have 1 in the Bronx. We have 1 in Queens, in Forest Hills, Queens, on 72nd and Continental Avenue. I love to go there. And we have 2 out in Nassau County. One of those is in Westbury, right near the Westbury Music Fair, and right near the BMW deal. And the other one is in New Hyde Park on Jericho Turnpike. Now, we have a lot of naturopathic physicians. We have a lot of dietitians and clinical nutritionists and certified nutritional specialists that work in these stores. So we're going to the last break. If you write down the phone number on the website, you can meet these people. You can ask, hey, send me your new catalog. Tell me about your products. Give me some advice. Here's my issues. I mean, that's what they do. And these people really are a cut above. They really have great knowledge. And they really care. They really, really do care. Beyond that, our supplements, you can feel safe with them. We are certified for good manufacturing practices by multiple different agencies, which means we know how to measure the ingredients. Everything that's in the capsule or the tablet or the powder is on the label. Otherwise, you can't qualify. We know how to store them and keep them fresh. But we go beyond that because we use very advanced technology and we use great ingredients. Like our Bio-Curcumin 5-Loxin that we speak about today, that's been used in human clinical trials, both ingredients. Our tocotrienol with pine bark has been used in human clinical trials. They are fantastic. Hey, for all of us at Envite Health, this is pharmacist, nutritionist Jerry Hickey, wishing you optimal health now and well into the future. Please get in touch. Have a good day. And here's today's specials. Buy 2 bottles of any of today's featured items and get 40% off with free shipping. Double up, that's 4 bottles, and receive today's free gift. Here's the number and write it down because you can speak with an Envite nutritionist 7 days a week. The number is 800-373-8989. That's 800-373-8989. And visit our retail locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, the Bronx, Queens, Nassau County, and the Garden State Plaza in Paramus. Stop by and visit with our nutritionists. We post studies on our website at InviteHealth.com. When placing your order, type in the promo code WABC. You can hit the live chat button for answers to your questions or listen to podcasts of our recent radio shows, all at invitehealth.com. You can also follow Invite on Facebook or Twitter. For today's special, our number again is 800-373-8989.